877-500-5266, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. Am I repeating myself? 877-500-5266. It's working. Keep it going.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for volunteers today. Breakfast provided by Gravy, located in both Boise at 3957 North Mississippi Avenue and in Kearns at 3101 Northeast Sandy Boulevard. Serving traditional American breakfast and brunch, both locations are open daily from 7:30 to 3 p.m. Lunch provided by Nicholas, located in Portland's Industrial District at 318 Southeast Grand Avenue. Open daily from lunch to dinner, serving Mediterranean-style cuisine. Dinner provided by Nora Neckel, located in Portland's Central East Side at 1430 Southeast Water Avenue, serving ramen from 11 to 2 a.m. every day. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266. Right now. KBOO's prize drawing rules. Everyone who donates will be entered into the drive prize drawings. No purchase necessary to be entered. Making a purchase or contribution will not improve an individual's chance for winning. The fall drive prize drawing is subject to all applicable federal, state, and local laws and regulations. Void where prohibited or restricted by law or regulations. To enter, call 877-500-5266 between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. and provide your name, complete address with zip code, date of birth, and day/evening phone numbers with area code. Only one entry per person per household per drawing period will be accepted. Incomplete or late entries will not be accepted. Winners will be determined in a random drawing after each drawing period ends. Winners may be notified by telephone, mail, or email after Monday, September 24, 2018. For a copy of official prize drawing rules and restrictions, and for the names of the winners, go to kboo.fm/fall2018drawing, and thank you.
Good morning. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next, it's Veterans Voice Radio. Marvin's ready with a whole slew of topics for us this morning. At 10 o'clock, Valley Views talks to the coordinator of the 2018 Corvallis Pride Festival. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 o'clock, Radio Zine takes a deep dive into the worker cooperative movement, organizations, activists, and workplaces that advocate for economic democracy. Here comes Veterans Voice. Thanks for tuning in to KBOO, KBOO Portland.
He's 5'2" and he's 6'4". He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31 and he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist and a Baptist and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend and me.
Sisters and brothers, welcome to Veterans Voice Radio Show on KBOO 90.7 here in Portland. You can also hear some of our old shows on kboo.fm/veteransvoice, one word. I'm Marvin, and Angie is in Olympia. She has a job. And she's also volunteering in a veterans cafe up there, so she's doing really well. I've turned off my telephone, because every time she came and sat down, she'd say, "Turn off your phone." And I always forgot. I just want to say that starting off on our show today, that you have supported this show for 27 years, and this is the longest running veterans program, and it's only because of you. You know, you help us, you give money to KBOO. I'd give money to KBOO. You know, there's a lot of veterans out there, or families of veterans who listen to KBOO, who are overseas, or go on the internet and listen. A lot of people up here at our VA hospital, they listen, and they tell other veterans up there about it. So, you know, veterans listen to this show a lot and care very much for KBOO, have the same ideology that I have about what's going on in the world. I want to talk just a little bit here about Dr. Christine Blasey Ford. I'm very, very angry what they're doing to her. She is a brave woman. And Laurel went to one of the University of California universities in 68 to 70. And she lived off post. She lived off campus in a house with four other young women, and she was assaulted by one of the boyfriends of one of her roommates. And the only way that she was not raped was because those girls came in and got that guy and kicked him out. And, you know, and one girl never did see that guy again. And Laurel talked about it. That was back in I think 1970, and she talked about it to me about it, and God, you know, so that's so traumatic, and I'm sure Dr. Ford feels the same way. And Laurel, now that she's passed away, though, you know, I still remember all the conversations we had about what had happened to her. And she also was a professor here in Forest Grove at Pacific University, and that never went away for her. And at the university out there, she was part of the peace movement out there, and she also helped one of her other professors. They did classes on women's care and women's health, and also rape, how women deal with rape. And so it's very close to my heart about what they're doing to this great woman, Dr. Ford. And we should never ever forget that that women are very vulnerable to men, these predator men, and we can't let that happen. We have to keep our eyes open, and we have to help them. And if they you know, come to you and talk to you about it, you know, be very, very open to what they have to say, because they're not lying. It could be 50, 60 years after that fact, and these women are not lying about what happened to them. And Dr. Ford is not lying. And we need to support her as much as we can. And so I'm going to move on here. And Aaron Cantu shot in the head August 4th, you know, and he has traumatic brain damage. This was down at the August 4th rally that we had in town. And the only thing that saved that young man was his helmet, his bicycle helmet. They shot and hit him with a 40-millimeter flashbang ammo. And if he hadn't had that helmet on, that it could have killed him. He was down there, you know, supporting peace and justice for our state and our city. And he was shot in the head by the police. Michelle Fawcett was also hurt, you know, and she was burned on her arm and her chest. And she's also going to sue the city, the same as Aaron. And, you know, we have to support these people and anybody that was hurt down there. There were so many of us down there. I was down there, and I did not see anybody from the crowd throw anything at the police. You know, I didn't see it. The police charged Antifa, you know, and they started it, because I watched them. I was standing there, and I watched them. I always wear my Vietnam veteran's hat, you know, and so they know that I'm a veteran. And they went in there and they charged those kids. Well, not kids. There was a bunch of people in there. And there's a lot of veterans down there, too. I'm telling you, you would be surprised how many veterans I run into when I have my hat on. And we talk about what's going on and how we're going to how we support Portland and Oregon and how we do not like what's going around in the world with the militarism of this country. And we do not support them. And I'm going to go out to Pledge Central, and Ray and Pear are going to talk for just a little bit on what's going on. Pear, Ray?
Good morning, Marv.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good.
My name is Ray. I'm here with my friend Pear, and we're here to welcome you to Pledge Central. We're down to the final 2 days left in the fall membership drive, so now is your time to call. 877-500-5266 and I'm talking while Pear finishes his breakfast here, but I think he's ready to join in. Pear, how are you today?
Doing pretty good. And we want to, is there anybody out there listening who lives in the Cully neighborhood? We have a benefactor in the Cully neighborhood. I think her name is Carolyn, and she has already paid for memberships for the four people.
She's paid for four memberships. One of them is herself, Pear, and so there are three memberships that are already paid for. All we need are three
name
representatives,
and address.
Right, from the Pear, from the Cully neighborhood, to pick up the phone and give us a call at 877-500-5266. Caroline has already covered your membership.
That's really good. Then you become a part of the KBOO family, and we hope you stay part of the KBOO family. We've had people, part of this wonderful radio family now for years and years and years, and that's why we've been around for 50 years. We keep making our voice heard in our own little, big little way. You know, we can do this. You can do this. 877-500-5266 is our radio station, our family. We make our voice heard. You can make your voice heard, too. You can become a KBOO member. You can learn about doing radio. We have free classes. We have all sorts of ways that you can be part of this active community. Give us a call, 877-500-5266.
And Pear, you mentioned that, you know, a long-time listeners, long-time volunteers. You know, we should give a shout-out here to Marv, who's been doing Veterans Voice for 27 years. Mm-hmm. And it's an important voice, and sometimes as a older gentleman like Marv, I think that we've never learned from our past, and Marv is here to remind us, and that's important. And communicating with the community is important, so we're asking you to pick up that phone now and give us a call, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. Show your support for your community radio station. Get involved, make your voice heard, and make sure that our voices continue to come out and in your ear to keep you informed. 877-500-5266, or if you'd prefer, online, kboo.fm, and click on that donate button. But whichever way, do it now.
Okay, that's great. You know, Ray's right. You know, I've been on the show for 27 years, and like I said before, it's only because of you. You know, you support this radio station, and that means you support me and my fellow sisters and brother veterans. And when I'm not doing it, somebody will take my place, and we'll just continue because, you know, this country is in such bad shape right now, and we need to be out there, you know, do everything we can to stop this militarism, especially from this White House. This guy has no idea what he's doing, and he's got us in so much trouble in this little over a year, not maybe a year and a half. He's caused so much trouble. I was talking to a lady yesterday, and her son just got sent overseas, and she's worried about him, and she has every right to be worried about him. You know, this militarism is just horrible. You know, I want to go back to Dr. Ford and what was happening there. And another reason that I am so in support of her and support of my late wife, Laurel, on this problem. You know, in Vietnam, rape was really a big problem. Soldiers would rape the Vietnamese women, whether out in the field or in towns. There were a lot of prostitution in the cities, and it was just terrible. I personally know that this happened, and we try to stop it as much as you can, but when guys are carrying fully automatic weapons, it's kind of hard. You know, they're gonna get you. And so I have a friend who was a medic in Vietnam, and he stopped the rape, and the guys just came after him like crazy. And he is a medic, and you support your medics. And they fragged him, and he has a scar from his just below his belly button, all the way up to his chin, where he had been fragged by those guys that he had stopped this rape. And so, you know, he was one of them, like me. I always hung with the guys who didn't do that kind of stuff, and there's a whole bunch of us guys that didn't do it. I hung a lot with the black guys, the black soldiers, and they were very, very good, and they stopped rapes, and we tried to do it as much as we could. So that's why I'm so against, you know, this, what happened to Dr. Ford and what happened to my sweet Laurel. I'm going to talk a little bit. There's a really big problem going on now, and that's Agent Orange children. And that needs to be really, really taken serious. They've told us that it's going to take seven generations to not have what this dioxin that was sprayed in Vietnam and sprayed on us and our wives, children, and our grandchildren, are suffering from this Agent Orange, and it's a real problem. If you have a partner that was in Vietnam and is sick, you know, or your children is sick, or your grandchildren are sick from Agent Orange, you can go to covvha.net, and they have a whole bunch of stuff on there. In fact, we interviewed them on this station many years ago, and they have the web page that tells you where you can go to get help and all of that. You know, on Agent Orange, it was so horrible. Over here, just think what it's like on the Vietnamese. You know, they have a really big problem with it. There's a museum in Saigon that has a whole huge room on Agent Orange, and I went into it with my Bob. I don't know if it was Don Blackburn or somebody went into that room with me, Willie Jen or somebody went in that room. And we came out and we were crying. You know, it was so horrible what we did to those people. We dropped about 2 million gallons of dioxin on that country. That dioxin, you know, that's poison to people and plants and animals. And it got in their food chain. It destroyed their forest. Another thing that people don't understand is all that bombing that we did. Like, we bombed Vietnam more than we bombed in World War II. The little country of Vietnam and parts of Cambodia and parts of Laos. You know, we got to remember that there's an aftermath to what we do in Vietnam and around the world. And so we really need to really put a stop on that. If you have children or a partner who is sick from Agent Orange, go on that website, covvha.net, and you can get help. It's pretty horrible. In fact, the two women that run it, both are victims of Agent Orange from their fathers, and one of them had gone back to Vietnam and you know, did talks and everything. And people care over here. We care about what's going on over there. And we have to stop it. You know, And please, I'm asking you, you know, call in and support this show. Call in and support Ani and Teresa and Per and everybody that has a show on KBOO. Let's keep this going. And we're going to go back to Pledge Central now. Aren't we? Okay, we'll go back to Pledge Central.
In fact, you are back to Pledge Central.
Here we are.
That's good.
So my name is Ray. I'm here with Per, and we're here to remind you that we're in the final 2 days of our fall membership drive. This is critically important for us. Pick up that phone now. Give a call to 877-500-5266. Keep in touch. Help your community radio station keep you informed. You know, Marv just said something that really speaks to us and speaks to community radio. He said the aftermath of what we do is frequently forgotten, and he was referring to Vietnam. You know, in commercial media, these kinds of historical events are out of sight, out of mind. But at KBOO, our public affairs broadcasting, public affairs programming with volunteers like Per and Marv and others is here to keep you informed, keep you abreast of what matters, and give you the truth in detail. So this is your opportunity to show your support for the effort that these volunteers put into their broadcasts every day. Call 877-500-5266. Again, 877-500-5266.
Or if you're anywhere in this world, give us a, you can contact us at kboo.fm. You know, the people who did the bombing, the forces, the institutions, or whatever you want to call it, who did that bombing, who poisoned that country, they're still around, and they are still doing it. And so that's why this fight is sort of, it's never ending. It would love to have an end to it sometime, but hasn't happened yet. That's why KBOO needs your support. KBOO is in this fight against war, against this kind of depredation that's going on and still goes on, and we need your support to do that. 877-500-5266.
You know, Perry, you hit an important point there. Marv mentioned that Agent Orange is the legacy of the Vietnam War, but post-traumatic stress disorder and disruption of lives and death and economic destruction are the results of all war. And we're here to remind you that we're trying to stop the current wars. We're trying to prevent the future wars. We're trying to keep you informed so you can be involved and step up and be active to prevent this ongoing aggression. Call 877-500-5266. Again, 877-500-5266. We're suggesting $1 a day. Really, $1 a day. $30 a month, $360 a year. If you were able to commit that, you would be able to get the KBOO 50th anniversary package, which includes, among other things, this marvelous lava lamp and so many other wonderful things, including the enamel pin, the logo patch, the beanie, the T-shirt, and on and on and on. $1 a day, and you've shown your support for your community radio station and the many volunteers here who put in their time to keep you informed. 877-500-5266. Again, 877-500-5266, or go online to kboo.fm and click on that donate button. But whichever way you choose, do it now.
Hey, or we are at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, and you can come on down here, visit our palatial headquarters. We'll give you a guided tour, show you where your money is going. It's not being spent foolishly. It's being spent on the bare bones basic radio equipment. And this, we have a small dedicated staff who are certainly not overpaid, but they've kept this station going now for 50 years, and we are in it for the long haul, folks, with your help. 877-500-5266. Come on down and see us. We'll show you around. You can be a part owner. You may not be Rupert Murdoch. Who would want to be Rupert Murdoch anyway? But you could be a radio owner. You are part of this wonderful venture. It's do-it-yourself radio. We don't need the corporations. We don't need the government to make our voice heard. We can do it ourselves with your help. Be part of this. It's a wonderful, I don't know, it's hard to describe. This is something that is just It should be part of everybody's little toolkit for resistance. 877-500-5266.
And Per, you know, you talk about the toolkit for resistance. There are over 400 volunteers who are regularly contributing to the programming here at KBOO. 7,500 hours a year of programming is original. So we need your help to keep that going. 877-500-5266. Again, 877-500-5266. We're in the final 2 days of our membership drive. We still have $23,763 to go, and we can't do it without your help. 877-500-5266. Or as Per said, come on down. We'd be happy to show you around. We'd even share our breakfast with you. We still have some scrambled eggs over there, I think, don't we, Per?
There's always bagels in the bagel vault, too. There. Okay, we'll dip into our bagel vault and present you with a... a fresh bagel. Yeah. No, we have fresh opinions. We're the upstart in the radio world, but we've been around for a while, you know. And it's you folks that are doing it. So give us a call, 877-500-5266.
Okay, that's right. Call 877-500-5266 and help us out and keep this going. We can do it. We can do it through you. There's a lot of veterans out there. There's a lot of people who believe just the way we do, just the way we do. And we all have to stick together, like Per said, you know. This is all of us in this together. We've got to stick together. And this country's in a bad shape. I can't wait to go see Moore's new movie. And that 11-9, that's going to be very, very good. And I don't, you know, it's really interesting that the military budget, when we started in 1990, 1991, the military budget was $295 billion. That's $295 billion that they were paying to the military in 1990, 1991. And now in 2018, it is $639 billion. $1 billion, you know. That's why we don't have, you know, a lot of care for people, health care for people, living, food, everything we need, because they're dragging our money to the military budget. $639 billion, friends. That's just horrible. Most Americans don't understand that China and Russia have an alliance. Whoever attacks one of those, the other one comes to their help. And Russia and China, especially China, has such a huge population to draw from. And Russia also does too. So if those two get together, boy, that's going to be really bad. And Trump keeps thumping their nose, you know. He just thumps them on the end of the nose, you know, thump, thump. You know, he puts embargoes on China, you know, and China puts it on us. You know, here comes Trump back, thump, thump on the end of the nose. You know, China has this alliance. They're right next door to North Korea, and they have an alliance with North Korea. And China will come to North Korea's aid. And if China comes to North Korea aid, that means that China... Russia will also come to their aid. And you know, Trump is ignorant, you know, and he just says things and plays to his base. You know, he lost a popular vote by 3 million, you know, votes. And this, I consider there's no reason to have any more of the Electoral College. If we didn't have the Electoral College, you know, we would have one person, one vote. But we don't. 3 million votes, you know, didn't count. 3 million. And, boy, we got to get rid of the Electoral College. You know, when Trump comes out there and he says all this stuff to all of his followers and, you know, derased... the news media and just, you know, all this stuff. You know, he's just blowing smoke. at those followers, you know, they just eat it up. You know, the divide between these people and our people is widening every day this guy's in there, you know. You see fights between the right winger, you know, fascist and us, you know, trying to keep our country the way it should be. You know, they're trying to pull this thing over, you know. They call them we are white nationalists now. White nationalists, you know, that's the same as fascism. There's two things, you know, totalitarian, fascism, you know, they're right there. You can change a name, but the violence is still there. You know, look at poor Aaron and Michelle, you know, getting hurt by the police. The police are the first line of protection for the capitalist people. There's just no doubt about it. You know, we have to stick together and stop this madness. I want you to call 877-500-5266, and so we can keep this radio station on the air so we can broadcast what is needed, you know, to keep people informed, because you're not going to hear it. Could you imagine me on any other radio station than this? They wouldn't let me on there for five seconds. But KBOO has for 27 years. You guys, you women, you sisters, and you brothers have kept us going. And we'll go on as long as we have to get the word out, you know. Ray was talking about post-traumatic stress disorder. I have chronic severe PTSD. I go up to the VA for medical care. I go in there, and it is PTSD is everywhere up there, you know, from every war. You know, guys from World War II go up there. Guys from Korea, Vietnam, and now the Gulf guys go up there. You know, I see a lot more women veterans going up there, and that's good. I also see a lot of my brothers, African American brothers that are up there. Hispanic brothers are starting to come up there now that didn't have any health care, that need health care, that lost their health care, and they're up there getting help, you know. And it's very important that we keep this and have health care for us, guys. Because women, I'm sorry, and our sisters too. But we have to keep that going, just like we have to keep this radio station going. We cannot let the right wingers, you know, get us. We have to be there. We have to block them. We have to stop them any way we can. And we can do it by this radio show. We can do it by the other radio shows. You know, Ani and Teresa and Lynn, you know, Pear, all of them, you know, do it. We all stick together, and we all do it, and we have to do it. I'm gonna, you know, and people don't understand. A lot of people don't understand about post-traumatic stress disorder, you know, and especially the newer generation don't. Because there's not that many veterans, you know, coming out of these people. But I always go back to Vietnam because that's where I fought, and I see what imperialism is. I see what it does to a country. You know, we found out really fast in Vietnam that we weren't fighting for freedom here in America. We weren't fighting for the South Vietnamese for their freedom, you know, and that's what they told us. You know, we're going to give them their freedom, and we're worried that communism is going to spread into Cambodia and Laos and all that. You know, that was what they were saying all the way to the Philippines, down into, you know, it was all lies. They told us all lies, and we finally figured it out. We figured it out. You know, a lot of brothers and went to Long Beach jail for refusing to fight and for other things. Long Binh Jail was in right outside of Saigon, and everybody called it LBJ because LBJ was the president at that time. And so they called it LBJ, Long Binh Jail. And it was had, you know, the unequal amount of our black brothers were in LBJ, plus, you know, whites. And I can't remember the year, but there was our black brothers said, "This is it. This is crazy," and there was a riot in the prison, and the black brothers led that riot, read force going against that prison, because that prison was horrible. It was over, you know, too many people were in it. It was built for a certain amount, and there was so much more in there than just those brothers, you know. And they started this, and they wanted it. They, you know, man, one person was killed. It was a white kid that was killed, and that's really, really sad. But that really showed us guys that this war wasn't what they were telling us to be. You know, as that war went along, it became less and less it was profitable for the rich. But not for us, you know. We stayed in the field for our whole time, where the officers only stayed in the field for maybe 6 months, and they went back to you know, headquarters or all that. They wanted to get out there to get their combat experience and their combat infantry badges that only the infantry guys get, infantry and mortar guys get, and then they're gone. You know, a lot of those guys, some of those captains who were company commanders were really good. And a lot of those captains and a lot of those lieutenants got killed right along with us. And a lot of medics got killed, you know, because if we got ambushed and down and there was somebody calling for medics, boy, they crawled right up there and trying to take care of us. And if another person got hurt, they would pass his aid bag up or down the line, and we would take care of somebody else that got hurt. One medic, I don't know where he was from, but man, this guy was really a nice guy. He would sing all the time and whistle, and he was really a good guy. And if somebody was wounded, he would go to him really fast and work on him and ask him where they're from, and, you know, try to keep him from going to sleep, because if you go to sleep, you're a goner, man. And he would talk to them and tell them they're going to be all right. And he would light up a doobie. he'd light up a doobie and give it to the guy that was wounded, you know, and say, "Yeah, this will help you. This will calm you down until the morphine kicks in." And that's what he did. He was such a wonderful guy, but he did get killed when he went out to help somebody. He was such a wonderful kid. And, you know, his family and the world lost a nice guy, a really nice guy. My friend Bobby Dew, he got killed in a mortar attack. And he was a really nice kid. He was from Missouri, you know. He was on his second tour, and he got killed in a mortar attack. And I remember he would talk, you know, it's really a southern drawl. He was such a nice guy. And for him to get killed in a mortar attack was really not, you know, made it, it was really hard on us that Bobby got killed. And, but, you know, we got to get out of these wars. Like I don't know who was saying it this morning. Maybe Teresa was saying how we now have warships around Syria. Man, I tell you, this, I'm really worried about what's going on. Yeah, we're going to go to Pledge Central. Our brothers out at Pledge Central now, Pear and Ray.
Well, we are here. You know something? It's a little-known fact. The airwaves belong to we the people. They don't belong to the corporations. Somehow the corporations seem to have taken over most of the airwaves, and then a little bit set aside for sort of for the foundations or whatever and the think tanks. And we have this little bit, little piece of the airwave pie, but we are making the best use of it with your help. Call 877-500-5266. We are this little voice, but we are still here. We've been here for 50 years, still beaming out this message, and it's important. I mean, I think Marvin's show is one of the most important ones that KBOO has. People forget how horrible war can be. People forget the damage that it does to people, you know, and there's still, you know, young men and women don't get drafted anymore, so they can kind of ignore this. You know, it's something you read about in the papers, but it's still going on, and we are still deeply involved in it. So we got to put an end to this kind of thing. Give us a call, 877-500-5266, or anywhere in this war-torn world, KBOO.FM. Do it now, please.
Per, you're right. Marv's stories from Vietnam aren't in the slightest bit dated. They're just as horrible today. You think about Afghanistan, you think about Syria, you think about what's going on in Yemen, and on and on and on. Whether directly or indirectly, the U.S. is involved in them all. And I think back to the, you know, when Eisenhower in the 60s left office, he warned us about the military-industrial complex. Well, we didn't heed that warning, and now you need a voice like KBOO to keep you informed on how much they control our lives and how critical they are to be stopped. 877-500-5266. Again, 877-500-5266. Marv mentioned that war is profitable, and we've got to find a way to stop that. We've got to find a way to make sure that that rolls back, that the military-industrial complex shrinks to be a minor player on our economic horizon. We need to work as a community, and we're your community radio station, we're your community voice, and as Per mentioned, when you become a member, you become an owner of this radio station. You have a vote, the same vote as anybody else, in the direction we're going. Your voice will be heard, and we want our voice to continue to be heard for another 50 years. So call us today. Call now, 877-500-5266. Again, 877-500-5266. Or as Per mentioned, anywhere in the world, you can get to us on KBOO.FM online. Or finally, you can come in and visit us on this beautiful day, and we'll share our scrambled eggs and bagels with you. But again, 877-500-5266. Please call now.
Please call. Call that number, 877-500-5266, and keep us on the air. Keep KBOO going. You know, I listen sometimes to these other radio stations, and they always have the right-wing talkers come on, you know? They never have left-wing talkers on there. If they do, it's very seldom. And KBOO always has us. We are left-wing, and we care about America. We care about the rest of the world. And we are a voice. I'm telling you, I get things from around the world, you know, that send me emails and stuff. And I have talked to people in France, in England, Ireland, Norway, Finland, Vietnam, the Philippines. You know, that's how far we go. We go way around the world. I'm telling you, I know guys that were in the Gulf War that listened to our radio station. They were in the Gulf War and they listened to our radio station. So we are heard around the world. You know, a soldier just got killed in Afghanistan. You know, he just got killed. A young soldier got killed in Iraq. You know, not that long ago, five or so got killed in Africa. You know, boy, they send our troops around the world. And, we 639 billion dollars, you know, and all we're asking for is money to keep our radio station going so we can talk about this stuff. This stuff is important, you know, what this radio station does. I learned about it back in 1990 when a few of us were in Pioneer Courthouse Square, and there were people from Seattle came down, and we talked about the upcoming war. And this was in 1990. You know, VVAWAI that were up in Seattle, they came down. We had a small stage and not very many people there. And we were warning people that the United States, this is in 1990, and we were warning people that the U.S. was going to attack. And we knew it. And we were warning people, you know, to be ready for this. And we had huge, huge rallies here in Portland. We filled Pioneer Square up. You know, there were people in the buildings, you know, looking down, and I can't remember how many people. It was in the thousands. Maybe 10,000 people were down there. And I was one of the speakers. And I looked out on that audience, and I thought, we can really, really make a change if everybody puts effort into it. You know, this radio station was down there, you know. And that's where I met a whole bunch of non-vets. And you can tell non-vets because they were up in the corner in the back, you know. And when it was done, I got off stage and I walked through the crowd. And, you know, people were saying, yeah, you're right. That's right. And they pat me on the back and everything. And I went up and stood with my brothers to hear the rest of the speakers against the war that was going on. And this radio station was right there with us, you know. Call 877-500-5266 and support our radio station. We did an anti-war tour from Portland down to Ashland, and KBOO. I talked to KBOO every day on each one of those. We took about caskets that we had. We had caskets with American flags over them. We must have had, I don't know how many, you know, I can't remember how many we had, but we took those with us. And, you know, we got a lot of people, you know, interested in it and started talking about the war. And it was just, we were at OSU. What's the one in Eugene that we went to the University of Oregon in Eugene. Boy, we had a great crowd. We were invited down there. And it was just amazing how many people were against that war. And it's a continuing war. It's never ended. You know, people talk about first Gulf War. It never ended. It's still going on. You know, we have to elect people who think different. We got to get more veterans in. There used to be a lot of veterans, and that's how, you know, things were better, because we had veterans in Congress, in the Senate, and in the House. And we don't do that now. You know, we had speakers of the House that were veterans, you know. It was just amazing what was going on when we had veterans. Folks, you know, we got to keep our station going. You know, I can't tell it enough that we have to keep our station going. You know, and keep KBOO on the air. You know, so, you know what I'm going to do next time? I'm going to invite people to come down and be with me on this radio. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have people come down and sit with me while we do this show, and see what this is about. And you know, then they'll understand it a little more. So. Yeah, I just want to talk about that a little bit. I want to talk about something else. I want to talk about what veterans have done. And veterans have gone back to Vietnam in 1984 from a program in Northern California. They went back and built schools. You know, they went back and did fields for kids to do soccer. You know, they made health clinics. My friend was on an airplane flying from Saigon up to Hanoi, and he was the only white person on that airplane because it was still an embargo and we couldn't go. And he went, you know, and he was going to Hanoi, and he was sitting there in the back, and a small man came back, and he spoke French, and his interpreter came back with him. And he asked him, you know, are you a veteran? He says, yeah. And the guy laughed a little bit. He says, yeah, I'm a veteran too. What are you doing here? And he told him that we were building clinics and schools and stuff. And he says, that's really good. That's wonderful. And found out it was General Zapp. General Zapp, the leader, you know, military leader of North Vietnam, you know, the man who beat the French. He's inviting veterans to come back. He's, you know, it was just amazing. And veterans are still in Vietnam working, still making clinics, still doing all this work. Chuck Sears has been in Hanoi since 1993. He still lives there, and he still works on leftover armaments, you know, where people are dying in Vietnam, not as much as they used to because, you know, programs are cleaning out the landmines and unexploded ordnance. And Chuck Searcy has been there doing it since 1993, and he's such a wonderful man. If you go to Vietnam, you can go to this museum that shows all these things that were left behind and pictures of kids that were damaged or killed by this armament, kids that picked up flechettes, kids who picked up mines, you know, were blowing up, farmers who were working in their fields and hit a bomb and they blew up. It's just horrible what happened, you know, what happened after the war. You know, like I said before, war never ends, you know. It keeps on giving. It keeps on giving. And Tammy, remember I did shows from Vietnam. I did shows. Remember, I did shows from Hanoi, and I did shows from Hue to this radio station. Okay, we're gonna go to the pitch, and remember to call 877-500-5266 and keep us on air. We're going back to the guys in Central.
Here we are, your airwaves, folks, and you can make your voice heard by becoming a KBOO member. You not only help keep this voice on the air, you can be one of those voices. You can come and learn how to do radio. You can learn radio production, all kinds of interviewing techniques. You can learn a lot about how to make your voice heard in this cacophonous democracy we have. Give us a call, 877-500-5266, or anywhere in the world, KBOO.FM, or if you're in the neighborhood. If you're in the neighborhood, stop by at 20 Southeast 8th. Can't miss our 20-story skyscraper here on 8th Avenue near Burnside. No, it's just a little building with a nice mural in front. And come on down and see us. We always have a pot of coffee going and whatever's available on the food table. And you can see where your money is going. You know, it's just a very modest little station, a little modest equipment, but it works most of the time. So give us a call, 877-500-5266.
Yeah, and you know, Pear, this is an important point to our listeners. When you think about this as it's a community radio station, we're here to serve the community, and we need the community to help us continue to provide the information that you get here from our news and public affairs programming. You know, Marv has been talking about the Vietnam War, a war that many of us think of as over, and he points out that it's not really over. So many Americans are over there now trying to help that country rebuild. And we need to continue to get the detailed story out there that people like Marv and people like Democracy Now! And so many others are willing to do that long-form, in-depth news that you need so you really understand. You know, here's an example. The defense budget, $616 billion.
I think it's more than that, actually.
The actual spend is closer to $850 billion. They just divide it into different columns. It's a staggering amount of money. We spend more money on defense, and calling it defense is ridiculous. We should call it what it is. It's war and imperialism.
That's what they used to call it. I think they changed it back in the 40s.
It sounds like marketing to me. Mm-hmm. It's the Department of War. We spend a staggering sum. We've got to stop that. We need to continue to help you get your voice out and show you where the truth of these things are, so when you focus your activism, you can focus on the important things like reducing our global war footprint, help us. Call 877-500-5266. Again, the number is 877-500-5266. We've been suggesting $1 a day. And for $1 a day, you can get the KBOO 50th anniversary pack. Or if you need something a little more practical for that, for $1 a day or $30 a month, you can get the KBOO hoodie and the KBOO beanie. And, you know, we're heading into that kind of cool, damp time of year, and this will be just the thing to not only be a practical bit of clothing, but to show your family, your friends, your community, that you're committed to your community radio station. So call 877-500-5266. We have friendly faces here waiting to take your call. It'll only be 2 or 3 minutes, and you'll be part of the team. You'll be an owner of your community radio station. 877-500-5266.
You know, the only couple days left, less than 2 days left in this pledge drive, and we want to wrap it up on a good note, and that's we ask for your help in doing that. Give us a call, 877-500-5266. When you become a part owner of this station, you can vote in the board elections. You can run for the board. You can be on the board. You can serve on committees that help with programming and all kinds of other things. And you can take free classes in radio production. You can learn all kinds of things, how to make your voice heard, really heard, not just once every 4 years when there's an election or something. You know, this is that's what this station is all about. It is a sort of the voice of the people, but we need the people to help keep that voice on the air, like it's been on now for 50 years, and we keep on plugging along, and with your help, 877-500-5266, or out in the world, KBOO.FM. Give us a call. Do it now.
And, you know, Perry, you mentioned keeping us on and keeping us alive. So many cities have lost their community
right.
radio stations. Portland doesn't want to join those ranks. So once more, I implore you, 877-500-5266. Call now and show your support.
And after the war, after World War II, Perry, that they changed it, you know, people weren't going to pay taxes for a war, you know, a Department of War. They weren't going to do that. And it was right. They changed that to the Department of Defense. You know, you'll pay for defense, but you don't want to pay for war. But they do pay for war, you know, and that's a real problem. Real problem. The Defense Department takes so much money out of the money that we have. And Pear's right. $239 or $6 billion. That's just part of it, because you got the part of something else that has the nuclear stuff in it. I don't know what it is, but that's he's right. It's way over $639, adding in what's going to the other thing. You know, something's coming up that really bothers me too, and that's it's going to be on the ballot. It's ballot 105 about if we want to keep us as a sanctuary city, and if I was told, you know, how to read it. If you want to get rid of it, you vote yes. If you want to keep it, you vote no. And so we want to keep our city as a sanctuary city. You know, we want to be a sanctuary state. The whole West Coast should be a sanctuary state. You know, we only have a few minutes left, and I want to ask you to please call in and keep this radio station going and keep this radio show here going. That's 877-500-5266, and we can keep working and doing the work that we do. You know, veterans here in this town are doing a lot of work that people, you know, they don't broadcast it, but boy, we're doing a lot of work. I'm doing a lot of work out in Washington County. You know, there's a lot of work to be done. You know, I work with a bunch of women veterans out there, and I was really surprised that they would work with me, but they do, and they're very quiet about what happened to them, you know, in the military. But when we are together and we're talking, they talk about being harassed. They talked about people attacking them when they were in Iraq. You know, the women were very careful about where they went because, you know, they could be attacked and raped. And they were really, really careful about it. We had one show about males being raped in the military. Males. So actually, there's more men raped in the military than our sisters. And our sisters are raped, you know, and harassed a lot. And the men are too. So we only have a half a minute. And we'll be back October 19th at 9 a.m. And there it is.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for volunteers today. Breakfast provided by Gravy, located in both Boise at 3957 North Mississippi Avenue and in Kearns at 3101 Northeast Sandy Boulevard. Serving traditional American breakfast and brunch, both locations are open daily from 7:30 to 3 p.m. Lunch provided by Nicholas, located in Portland's Industrial District at 318 Southeast Grand Avenue. Open daily from lunch to dinner, serving Mediterranean-style cuisine. Dinner provided by Nora Nickel, located in Portland's Central East Side at 1430 Southeast Water Avenue, serving ramen from 11 to 2 a.m. every day. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266. Right now.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor It Still Takes a Village, the second annual benefit concert for Tanzania, on Sunday, September 23rd at 5 p.m. at Sabad House in Portland. It Still Takes a Village will feature music by the Palante Latin Jazz Quintet, food by Black Star Grill, dancing, drinks, and more to support the work of the Rafiki Village Project.